Ouyang v. Mukasey. Mr. Ma.
It pleases the court. My name is Peng Xian Ma for the petitioner in this case. Your Honor, this is another case where a young man from China was seeking asylum from the United States. And I think the immigration judge and the Board of Immigration Appeals committed at least two errors in deciding this case. First of all, the immigration judge made a determination as to the credibility of the petitioner in his claims for asylum. The determination is that his testimony was not credible because of two things. One is a typo in the application he filed with the court. The date of his the date on which he was mistreated, and also another factor the judge considered was that in the written application in the form, the petitioner did not mention his detention for 2 days. Your Honor, at the beginning of the hearing, it was brought to the judge's attention that the application should be revised because the application did not mention the 2 day detention, and this is the kind of application it is in the record application filed by the petitioner. It's a computer software generated document, sometimes just a check here and there, and it's not a case where the petitioner filed a detailed account of what happened to him. No written statement, no affidavit, but just yes, no questions, and also very brief answers to questions. And also we brought this to the judge's attention, but the judge determined that it's a significant discrepancy in with regard to the petitioner's credibility. But the petitioner gave detailed and consistent testimony. The application itself is not evidence, but his testimony was evidence. The evidence was consistent and detailed as to what happened to him, and the judge erred, and also the board also committed an error in determining this case. The second error committed by the board and the judge was that whether this petitioner suffered past persecution. First of all, the young man claimed that he was a member of the Ayn Fan religion. He regarded
this evidence that this Ayn Fan exists.
Your Honor, the judge
to research his case, and there doesn't seem to be any evidence that such a thing exists.
Your Honor, the judge, again, the judge relied on the country reports and the human rights reports.
It's not mentioned in the country reports.
I know. The reports covers the general condition of the country. But
well,
it cannot
have a situation, can it, when someone comes to the United States and says, I belong to a religious organization in China, and there's no record of it, there's no reference to it anywhere, no one's ever heard of it.
Your Honor, in the ordinary life,
why isn't there any record of this
not
organization?
Not everything is recorded, and
why
not.
In 18 months, couldn't he find some indication what this thing is, why the government would be against it, so on?
He testified to what it is.
Well, I know, but it seems unusual to have a person who cannot produce any kind of evidence besides his own say-so that a religious sect exists.
Is there any proof in this record other than his word that he attended 3 meetings? That he attended them merely.
He just testified. We did not have evidence regarding this group. The demonstration.
He has no application. There is no proof that it exists. And all that you have is that he said that he attended three meetings.
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor, the standard is that the genuine cases, asylum cases, sometimes the applicant is not able to preserve much evidence. They just run away. And also, as
what does Iron Fan mean?
Iron Fan.
That's not the Chinese word. Right?
No. No, that's the English translation of the term.
What does that mean?
That means there is a figure in Chinese literature or history. There is a figure who always had a fan in his hand and like a monk, and he goes everywhere and.
Couldn't you have gotten an expert on Chinese religion to testify that? Yeah, this could well be a religious group. This is the sort of name it would have. This is the pedigree of Iron Fan that you're just mentioning, this historical figure or supernatural figure with an Iron Fan. That would be at least something to bolster.
No, Your Honor, I understand. We tried. We tried. But, Your Honor, we have to understand in the society, sometimes a small group of people may pursue a belief based on their...
Possible. I don't doubt that. I mean, all religions start small, Christianity and so on.
Right.
But still, if you have only the testimony of one person, you'd think some effort would have to be made to bolster his testimony. His testimony. Otherwise, you could.
Efforts were made, Your Honor. That's because of the unknown character of this group, or the unrecorded nature of the activities of this group. We were not able to present any written or.
But look at the problem for the immigration authorities. If anybody can come to the United States and say. From China, from India, from Pakistan, from wherever, not Western Europe perhaps, but almost anywhere else, and say, I belong to this small religious sect, there are no records, so on, but government doesn't like it, and they arrest me, and they beat me up. If that's the entire record of the case, what is the immigration judge supposed to do?
It depends on the testimony, whether the testimony is detailed or not, whether the explanation as to the existence of this group is reasonable or not. In this case, the
testify in English or through an interpreter?
Through an interpreter.
Well, of course, that makes it very particularly difficult for a trier of fact to make a credibility determination, isn't it? He's listening to the interpreter. Interpretation probably imperfect.
Yes, but we have to assume that the interpretation is accurate,
accurate, but it's a lot different from
That's true. So. And also this raises another question as to the immigration judge's determination as to credibility.
Aren't there a number of inconsistencies in his application?
But
aren't there a number of inconsistencies?
The only omission is he did not mention the 2-day detention in the application. But again, the application is a form, just to answer yes, no questions, and also a very brief answers to questions.
Let's just go down the line. Didn't he omit that he was reportedly arrested?
Right,
detained,
right,
and beaten by the police. He didn't put any of that in the application, did he?
Because it's a form. He did not file a written statement of the events. There's no written accounts of the events. Just this form, and we brought this omission.
You brought the form by checking the application.
Right,
not
right.
Any explanation of anything.
Over here, just What happened, I was on the Chinese government's blacklist as a member of the of Tianshan Jiao, that's the Ying Fan, and was being pursued by the police. That's May 20, 2003, July 1st of 2003, local police, because of my participation.
Isn't his testimony entirely inconsistent with his application?
Say it again, Your Honor.
Wasn't it entirely...
I don't think it's an inconsistency.
Isn't that what the IJ found?
Yes.
Okay. What did he find that on?
He find that he failed. When we first mentioned this this omission at the beginning, even before he testified, the judge said, "Oh, this is not an application filled out by a travel agency. This raises credibility issues at
Someone
the beginning, even before
know how
he
to
testified."
Tell the truth.
Hmm?
Someone who says one thing one time and something else another.
Not different. It's not a difference. It's not an inconsistency. It's just an omission of a fact. But here you could see that we do not have much space in the form.
That's not an inconsistency.
Right. It's just an omission. The omission could be explained away when he testified. He did explain away the omission.
Okay, thank you,
thank
Mr. Ma. I'm sorry. And Ms. Miles?
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Erica Miles for Attorney General Mukasey. The record simply does not compel reversal of the agency's decision here that Mr. Yang did not present a credible claim. As you've already discussed, we have a very large material omission here. During testimony, he claimed that he was detained, arrested, and beaten. Not only is this a material omission from his application, it is also a contradiction in the application. In the application itself, in the record on page 238, he actually indicated that he had never been arrested or detained. So that is, in fact, a contradiction in addition to a bolstering omitted statement. We also have other testimonial inconsistencies when compared to the application, those stemming from what actually caused his fear of the police and caused him to flee from China. During his testimony, it was this omitted arrest and detention. In his application, it was because he was on a blacklist and being pursued. Those are very different versions of the story. His testimony was completely embellished. We also have a discrepancy as to when he joined this group, Iron Fan. He says in his application it was in 2003 of May. During his testimony, he said it was in 1 year earlier, in 2002. And then during testimony, he also described that he attended activities and whatnot and also had additional problems with the police, none of which were in his application. All of this gave rise to a question as to his veracity, which led the immigration judge to reasonably expect some type of corroboration in order to cure his deficient testimony. And as you've reviewed the record, there is not a single piece of evidence that he submitted to show that this group Iron Fan has ever existed. We have no country conditions evidence, no membership information, and also while he testified that he's still in contact with his parents and they sent him a birth certificate that he submitted, he didn't even get affidavits from his parents, who he's still in contact with, and these are the people who allegedly bailed him out when he was arrested. We have nothing to establish either the existence of this group or that he was ever arrested. And what we do have in the record are these two country conditions reports, the State Department reports, supplied by Homeland Security, and neither of those reports make any mention. So given the fact that we have extremely problematic, embellished, self-serving testimony and a complete lack of any evidence whatsoever, and mind you, he didn't ever submit a statement or an amended application, given that, the immigration judge very reasonably determined that he lacked credibility, and the board affirmed that decision. If the court doesn't have any questions, the government would respectfully ask that you affirm the agency's decision and deny the petition for review.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Miles, and thank you to Mr. Ma for his argument. And yes. Your time has expired. But do you have something urgent?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Our last case.